From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley announced new economic sanctions targeting Russian companies that enable Syria's chemical weapons production. And she defended Saturday's missile strikes launched by the U.S., Britain, and France, targeting Syria's chemical weapons infrastructure.
This was a very strong response. I mean, first of all, we went after their storage facilities where they kept components. We went after their massive research facility, which was the heart of their chemical weapons program, and we went after their production facility. So this was very strong attack on the chemical weapons program.
Haley said sanctions are meant to send a message to Moscow, which she said has blocked previous UN efforts to investigate uses of chemical weapons. Washington Institute for Near East Policy distinguished scholar James Jeffrey said it's too early to determine the success of Saturday's strikes.
We don't know. They had only one purpose, which was to convince Assad that it is not a good idea to continue chemical attacks.
The U.S., Britain, and France launched more than 100 missiles early Saturday, targeting three chemical weapons facilities. Syria denies having such weapons and denounced Saturday's strike as an act of aggression.
Oui, il y a 10 jours, le président.
In a Sunday interview, French President Emmanuel Macron said he convinced President Donald Trump to stay in Syria for the long term. But late Sunday, the White House indicated Mr. Trump still wants to pull U.S. forces out as quickly as possible. Meanwhile, inspectors from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons have launched an investigation into the April 7th chemical attack in Douma. The French military Sunday said about 15 militants were killed in Saturday's attack on a UN base in the ancient city Timbuktu in northern Mali, one UN peacekeeper killed in the four-hour rocket mortar and car bombing attack near the city's airport. This is VOA News.